the diagnosis is fatal. Mortality apparently always ends in death. So some people who see their lifespan, they don't know how much future they have. It can become an enormous problem because you think, I have not fully lived my life. If you're 90 and the doctor tells you you only have 2 years, maybe that's not so bad. But even then, some people say, oh, no, I need a bit more time. But if you are 30, it seems more problematic. Or if you're 20 and the doctor says you may not have much time left, and then comes panic, and then comes a sense of unfulfillment. In some sense, I haven't even started yet. I haven't fulfilled what I've come here to do. All the things that I potentially could do, I won't be able to do them. You become a huge problem suddenly. Your enormous suffering arises. But in some cases, it happens that the uncertainty about how much future you have, or seeing that you have very little future left, future is removed from you, forces you more deeply into the present moment. So I know some people who have a so-called serious life, so-called life-threatening illness. Of course, life is eternal, but it threatens the form that you are. A so-called life-threatening illness, and they have become enormously present because they have no future to escape to anymore. It's just always that they live totally in the now. The future is so uncertain, there may be nothing there, so there's no point in even projecting anything. There's just... And some have become spiritual teachers and become transparent through this enormous current of awareness goes through them. And they smile and they... Occasionally, waves of fear may still come even to them. And then it passes. And they're back in presence. And they realize, no matter what they could have achieved in and through time, because that has its place, as long as you have what looks like time, why not do things in time? Of course, you learn a skill, you learn a language, you learn to do this or that, you travel here or there, see new places, have new experiences, all these things time is good for. Well, nothing helps you if you're always in the future, no matter what you experience. But... So that is where usually you seek fulfillment of your life, by adding more things that only time can give you, because more implies more time. I need to add more to me to be fully myself. On the level of form, that is true. If you are 20, you haven't started living, as such, you haven't learned anything to... Perhaps you're just learning to become a pianist or a great computer expert or whatever, and you suddenly get interrupted. On that level, it seems your life has come to nothing. But your life is not your life. There isn't even you and life. There's only life of which you are a temporary expression. There's only the one consciousness of which you are a temporary expression. And if that flowers when you are 20, and the true flowering is not the achievement of this or that, sometimes a flowering happens indirectly through an achievement, which doesn't help the person either if they still identify it as a formal achievement. But the true flowering is the arising of presence in you when you become transparent. And that can happen at any age. And it doesn't matter where you are in your life situation. It doesn't matter whether, because there are some people here who have succeeded in the world, and others who in the eyes of the world have not succeeded. There are others here who have succeeded years ago and then failed. And others who have failed miserably up to this point, and in a year from now they'll be rich and famous. It all happens. I was a failure in the eyes of the world 10 years ago, 8 years ago. Now the world thinks I'm a success. Completely meaningless. Completely meaningless. But it doesn't matter where you are, at what life situation you're in at the present time.